The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. You listen anywhere worldwide, by the way. Anywhere worldwide. Shut up, Craig.
Well, that just means if you're not in the world, you probably can't listen.
Point anywhere around the world. Speaking of the otherworldly, have you seen the capsule that Bezos is flying up in? It's cool, man. I don't know if you saw the story that we talked about it on Monday, I believe, that Bezos and his brother, he invited his brother and Scott Bezos and four other people. One seat will be auctioned off to the highest bidder, I guess. But it's a capsule. I don't know if Push can find a photo of it, but it's pretty cool. It's a circle. Each seat gets their own window. So for that kind of money, you definitely want your
own. Yeah, you definitely want a window seat.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo of one of the test ones here. Yeah, and it looks what, maybe five, six seats in there?
Yeah, six seats. And they're all sit sideways, and each one has their own window. And it looks like a observatory kind of circle. And it's real modern-looking, something you'd see in the future, some movie in the future. Shoot straight up, and as it comes down, of course, there's a parachute, and just float to the ground. And you're up there 10 minutes. No.
I think it said 11. 11 was a total flight time.
Yeah, 11's total flight time. I think you spin around for just 2 minutes, maybe. Maybe 2 minutes you get to look outside.
Enough to see that the Earth is flat.
You can see the Earth is flat from there, right?
Can you actually see the edge?
Yeah, you can see the edge, right. Yeah. That's a good point. But, it looks pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever do it. If I had the money, I'd still be crapping my pants because it wouldn't serve any vodka on it. You know, Todd, they probably wouldn't. And if you show up, Buzz, they probably won't let you on there.
Probably not.
Exactly. But it's actually pretty cool. And I think that's in a couple months.
For what you're paying, you think they'd give you a cocktail.
You think so. And some peanuts or something.
Maybe there's like a reception afterwards.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, after you get out.
Yeah, you're right. After you get out. You
probably, since you're not up there very long.
You got to check it out, Todd. I know you're into that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Don't have to go through any zero gravity training or anything.
No. No. In fact, there's...
You likely reach...
No, in fact, you don't. No, you have no helmet or nothing.
Oh, okay.
No helmet or nothing. That's right.
Maybe
nope.
You don't even break it.
You're riding up like you're a passenger in a plane.
You might not break the gravity of the Earth.
And probably no mask either, because you're probably all tested and vaccinated.
It looks like you get a cool jumpsuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. That's for a keepsake. Hope you get to keep that for...
I don't
even know what the price is to get on that. I don't know who's in the other three seats, but I know the one will be auctioned off.
Is that like a compression suit, like the pilots wear?
It didn't look like it. It was more of just a
overall,
cool looking jumpsuit to make you feel cool.
Going to experience some G's when you take off.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I assume.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I don't think there's any way around that.
They're not going up. You know,
but it's quick.
Four miles an hour.
It's usually quick because the only thing I can relate to is when we did the power takeoff, and when I was flying with the Blue Angels on that media day.
You're going higher on this.
We shot straight up, and I forget how many G's we pulled, but it wasn't. You know, it happened really quickly. The thing that made me pass out was sustained G's, like 7 to 8 G's over the course of 30, 40 seconds, and I didn't last.
That's a great point. I don't think they described that or not.
Yeah, it says here 3 minutes of weightlessness and
But you're strapped down.
I assume you have to.
I saw the seats, yeah.
And right as of the time of this article, the highest bid on that one seat was $2.8 million.
Okay, you're 3 minutes of weightlessness. Do they let you float around, or do you have to keep your seatbelt?
I doubt it. The guy, 3 minutes. There's hardly time for you to unbuckle, float, and get buckled back in.
No, it's why you got your window there.
Yeah,
your arms will float.
They don't want that if you float around. So, yeah, cause especially if it starts flying back down, you can't get buckled in. They're all just smashed to the top. So besides Bezos and Scott Bezos, they list the other three people besides the
They probably are some sort of, I'm guessing, maybe professionals.
Yeah, maybe.
Some sort of crew.
I don't know what they can do for it. There's no steering wheel.
Are they paying customers?
I don't know.
The one is a bid. Okay. The other one might be paying customers. You're right.
Well, I thought, Bezos got enough to maybe comp one or two.
Yeah, I doubt it. He didn't pay any taxes. See, that story came out yesterday.
A bunch of places didn't pay any taxes.
Well, we're talking about these are individual men.
Okay. He didn't. He himself.
The uber rich. Federal taxes. All completely legal. Elon Musk, Bezos, zero. Warren Buffett, only $23 million on the $24 billion he made over 4 years. This was all leaked. But Buffett has been on record, and still is, that they should all be taxed more. The reason they're not taxed more is Republicans don't want to tax them more. That's the law. That's why they're not. That's why they don't do anything.
We tax on the income that we make at a job. But we do not tax on income that is made from other money.
Wall Street, right. Right.
Right.
And if you actually do physical labor for your money,
we pay more.
You pay taxes on that. If you do nothing and sit there and watch your money get bigger, you don't pay anything on
and
that.
The Democrats, this is true. They want to be tax all these rich more.
And the Republicans say,
No.
Right. And so the people say, that's right.
That's right. People say, that's right. Let's vote them in. If you were pissed off at that story last night in the news and you're a Republican, you don't get it. That was ridiculous. The money, the billions, they mentioned those three guys. But there's a bunch of them that take advantage of it.
Yeah.
All legal.
They looked at the top.
All legal. Yeah.
They looked at the top 25, I think.
Yeah, 25, you're right.
Are they all job creators? That's why
we should cut
them some slack.
Buffett's a job creator, too, and he says he should be taxed more because he'd be fine. he'd still be uber rich.
Yeah, he's still in the top. Yeah.
No word from Bezos or Musk when they asked him the comment, but they mentioned on the news last night twice that Buffett's been on the record saying we need to be taxed more. Actually, they have audio of him, too.
Yeah, but I don't hear him really advocating.
He does.
Or
he does.
Writing another check.
Well, it's a good point. He can write one on his own, but but he's willing to pay it if they make the laws.
It sounds to me
you got to give him credit for that.
A lot of lip service is what it sounds to me. He's saying that because he knows they won't do anything.
He's the only one saying it, though. He's a Democrat. You know that.
Sure. But he's just saying that. And he's pretty sure they won't do anything about it. And he's happy about that.
I don't know. He'd been on the record saying he'd pay more. Remember he said years ago his secretary pays more in taxes than he does.
Right. Well, once you become a Bitcoin billionaire.
Yeah, that's me.
Your tune will change.
That ain't happening.
No, that's because you hang around guys who are all
I pay a ton of taxes.
I know
the guy that
talked you into that. They're all about chasing easy money.
Yeah.
And there is no easy
money
out
there. No, I was
going
to do it anyway. I'm down to still about 210 bucks. I'm down.
Buy it back up?
No, I'm not.
Buy it back up.
Is our easy money guy chasing after? There's this Reddit group, the Wall Street Bets.
Yep.
And they're the ones that are keeping the hedge funds from shorting GameStop, and I think they're on AMC, the movie theater now.
Okay.
There's another one they're on this morning.
Right. Everybody's trying to short AMC, and they're making sure it doesn't happen. They're trying to beat the hedge funds. And you get a number of these guys. You get enough numbers, you can beat the hedge funds, and they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, there's another one this morning.
Like you're being talked into it now.
Yeah.
A lot of young people. I'm reading a couple articles on crypto. A lot of young people are sinking money they don't have. People are taking loans out. That's the stupid part. I went down a rabbit hole and started reading in about crypto after the fact, after I already started losing money on it.
Well, the crypto.
Good plan.
AMC, the GameStop, and Craig mentioned, too. Yeah. Those are a lot of day trader stuff where you're just sitting around.
A lot of young people, though. No, a lot of young people have jobs. They're putting their money into this. Like people in their early 20s.
But I don't think the AMC and GameStop people are selling.
Now, if you want to make any money, you're going to have to eventually. Who knows?
Yeah, but if you want to hose the hedge funds,
right. You
can't sell.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they want you to do.
I just got a savings account with some couple bucks in there, and I found out a keg costs like $180. I haven't bought a keg in a while.
That's all your Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's all my Bitcoin. You take Bitcoin for this keg? I'll ask him that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The White House press plane joining the president on his trip to Europe has been grounded by cicadas.
You mentioned snakes earlier. I was going to bring this up.
Yes. Great. Yes.
The journalists were supposed to leave last night to accompany Biden on his 8-day trip, but their flight was grounded after a swarm of cicadas filled the engines as the charter plane was about to leave Dulles International Airport. The reporters were eventually able to leave this morning on a different plane, more than 6.5 hours behind schedule.
Thanks, Biden.
Apparently you can see them on radar.
Really?
Really?
Oh, the big swarms?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
All right. And they're more prevalent in the eastern U.S., aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The 17-year variety.
Yeah. They're really loud, apparently.
Brood 10, which I thought was Brood X.
Well, I'll be back. I'll be back east in about a week. I'll see if they're still going to be out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll let you know how loud they are.
Sweep them off the plane before you leave.
That's a good point. It's not my job, though.
Right.
You know, maybe look into it just to double check.
I can use the masturbatorium, though.
And check for rattlers, too. Because that plane might have been parked in California.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, and scorpions.
Oh, that's right.
Those two. I don't think a scorpion will kill you. I don't even think a rattler will kill you. But you don't want to get bit by one of those.
Yeah, it wouldn't kill you, but I don't think it'd tickle. You know?
If it gets the venom in you, right?
It might
rattlers
make you
have
sick.
Venom?
Yeah.
Okay, then eventually you would die if you don't get...
Well, they say the adults, they don't intend to kill you.
Oh, I know that, but if they're on a plane, they might kill you.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't think so. They usually just secrete.
Can you imagine being on a plane
venom.
And hearing that rattle? Man, especially if you're in the air, screaming bitches, including me.
Well, imagine if you're the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear that coming from behind the control board or something.
You got to pull your pants up. Get to work.
I've always heard that you don't want to encounter a baby rattler. Because all rattlers are born with almost an equal amount of venom.
Okay.
And the babies don't know how to control it. So when they bite you, they release all of their venom. Whereas the adults just really release enough venom to kill whatever rodent they're going after.
Learning too much information today, Craig.
So you can get sicker.
Educational program here.
If you get bit by a baby rattler.
All right.
A little bit more education here.
Uh-oh.
We're all about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Southern Ocean?
Is that the new one I read about?
That's the new one.
Where'd they find it?
Around Antarctica.
Why are they calling it something different?
Eh.
Isn't it just one of the seven seas?
No, this is an ocean.
Oh, well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, you're right.
Right.
I stand corrected.
This totally ocean different. Joins the other four, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic.
Oh, that's four. That's right.
The Southern Ocean has been designated by National Geographic magazine as the waters around Antarctica
below
the southern 60th parallel. It's separated by a fast current that circles around the southernmost continent.
Has it always been there? We just called it something else?
Other agencies have called it the Southern Ocean, but this is the first time National Geographic has made it official.
Right.
World Oceans Day was just observed yesterday.
We missed that.
I've heard that term before.
They came out and said...
That is interesting.
Because
that,
you mentioned the four oceans.
Okay.
But you mentioned the seven seas, and I don't know what the seven seas are.
It's in that poem. That's why I threw that out there.
It's something of literature.
Right, it is a literature thing, right?
Oh, yeah. The seven seas is pretty much the ocean. The Arctic, North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific, Indian, Southern Oceans.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Southern Ocean has just been recognized.
I knew I didn't make up the number seven. I heard it somewhere.
National Geographic. Yeah. I've heard it's really rough waters around there. If you're going to Antarctica.
Yeah.
You won't like it, Puss. Pretty bouncy ride. It'll be worse than that fishing trip you took.
I don't know if that's possible.
No, not possible.
No, that was pretty terrible.
Not possible.
Pretty awful.
I think they take ships from southern South America.
All right.
If you want to visit Antarctica. And from what I've heard, those waters are either really calm or, you know, they'll toss the boat over.
Or they're somewhere in between.
No.
Like all waters.
No, there is no in between.
So the trip there is going to suck, and when you get there, it's going to be really cold. Nah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, unless you go in there summertime.
Yeah, but what's summer in Antarctic? Like 30?
Yeah, probably. What's up, Craig? What else is going on? Way too much education.
Oh, come on.
It's a big. It's summer, man. School's out. School's out. And I think I'm guilty of that, too, talking about space earlier. School's out. Give me a naked chick and an Outback.
If only they were just
did that yesterday.
By the way, I showed my wife the video, and she watched it the whole way through. I forgot they tased this naked chick at the end.
Yeah.
I don't watch the whole video. I just saw her throwing. She was a hot ass. She looked pretty nice. Her body-wise looks real nice. And she's throwing stuff, and I didn't watch the rest, but she comes down, and she.
Did you look at the mugshot, though?
The mugshot, whatever. She's 53, but her body was in really good shape, man.
Scabby meth face?
No, she just had some serious crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the way you like them, though, at least for one night. Maybe not that night. But she's walking towards him, and she's naked. And I'm thinking, he can see she's naked, and there's nothing in her hand. I don't think she had a bottle in her hand at this point. Now, granted, he had the taser. I get it. And at least he didn't shoot her, you know.
Did he taser in the boobs?
He shot her right in the chest, yeah.
Yeah, apparently she got one in the boob.
One in the boob, yeah.
That would hurt.
Hit the nipple. She might be into that, though.
It dropped her.
Yeah. That sounded like the voice of hopefulness there.
Yeah. I was projecting. I was projecting.
Whatever you do,
don't tase my nipples.
No, Craig's got a good point. She might have liked it.
Right.
It may have hurt, but she might have liked
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she went down.
Yeah. In the boob. In the boob.
Yeah, I forgot she was tased at the Outback.
Yeah. All right, Craig, give us something vapid.
Why, that's why I brought up the naked chick.
Because we've had way too much education here.
Let's see.
People hate learning stuff.
They do.
A group of friends are safe after getting stuck at sea on a giant inflatable flamingo. Is that better?
I've seen those. They're huge, you know, raft things with a flamingo head sticking out the one side. Did they just drift out, not paying attention?
This is in Alaska.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Alaska
a
public
party
media
cruise or something like that. You know?
No.
A party cruise.
The U.S. Coast Guard had to rescue this group of friends off the coast of Kodiak last weekend. Strong winds drug them out to, quote, the middle of nowhere while they were hanging out on the flamingo at the Monashka Bay. The Coast Guard had to use a helicopter hoist to bring the three people back to shore.
They charge them for that? When you got to go out and rescue them, send a helicopter.
That's exactly what the comments in the article said.
Right. Yeah.
And there was no answer.
I'm curious.
I'll give you the same one.
If it was their fault, if somebody rented them the flamingo and didn't tell them that, hey, this thing can drift, they probably still going to save them. Throw up your credit card, and we'll come down and get you.
This one was declined.
Right. Put the chip in.
It would be kind of funny if that basket that they lowered down had a little credit card machine on it.
Yeah,
we're not going to bring you up until you hit this thing.
No. Well, it looks like you got to take a boat ride to where you said they left from.
Okay.
It's an island.
Which island?
Kodiak.
So I hate to put more learning in here, but you brought up credit cards, and I started going into watch a documentary on Netflix last night about money and the first credit card was 1958 Bank America card, I should say. In 1958, went to Fresno and just sent people, like 500 families, these cards, their name on, their address, and a special number. They had no idea what it was, and obviously it's a credit card number. And each card was worth $500, which is $4,500 today.
But you had to pay it back.
Well, yeah, it's a credit card. It was an experiment to see. And as a middle-class, thriving city of Fresno at the time in 1958, looked like any kind of Leave It to Beaver-looking place. And everybody got these, and they all went crazy, and nobody paid them back. And then they had to figure out later on how to actually do this. You know, that's one of the first big experiments with credit cards. Which is, by the way, that's everybody's experiment with a credit card. When you're in college, you get something. I had a $250 credit card in college, and I ran up the $250, and I paid $10 on that every month for, like, I don't know, 5 years.
Till last year.
Right. They never gave me one.
Yeah. In college, they hand them out, man.
In fact, my credit was so crappy.
Right.
I think when I was about 30-something, I finally had enough money to get one of those collateralized credit cards.
Right, yeah.
And then eventually I have the best credit
score. Well, you were a bad risk.
Yeah.
That's because you got married.
But now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, not
second time.
Not because I was, well, never
mind. Yeah, just stay out of that one.
The marriage had something to do with it, yes.
No, I meant the second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, that helped a lot. Because she was a banker,
right. And
she gave me a loan, and I paid it back.
She thought you were a good risk. Realized that wasn't right.
And eventually she knew.
As a husband, she thought you were a good risk, too.
I was on the way.
Swinging a miss on both.
Right. The best credit score ever.
You were a good husband risk, too, at the time, she thought.
And due to... excessive online shopping the past year, I now have my credit card number memorized. When they ask for your credit card number,
it
makes me sad. Oh, yeah, I know the filthy little code on the back, too. Punch it all in without even taking the card out.
They ask for the filthy little code?
Yes.
That's what that's called?
Give us your filthy little code.
Talking this is sexy to you.
From Crystal. Guys, I'm usually a day behind on the podcast.
That's fine. We are, too.
I live in Tyler's stomping grounds and work at the Target, but do the same thing Amazon does. Pick, ship, pick up, drive up orders, share.
Yeah.
And we hate it when people order one effing chapstick. And yes, it's normal to get that order for even drive up. When we ship out one effing chapstick, it's because another store said they couldn't find it, so they came to us to fill. One of my coworkers will find the biggest box when he gets a ship-out order for something the size of hearing aid batteries. Thanks for everything you do. You've gotten me through some very dark times.
Appreciate you listening.
Since 01.
All right. That's a lot.
Oh.
That's
Crystal,
that's about
a.k.a.
10 years ago, right?
Craig's Masturbation Station.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your Deadpool name?
I assume so.
Such a wide smile on his face knowing there's a chick that has that name.
Hey, yeah. Next time you see me at Target, walk up to me and say you're Craig's Masturbation Station.
You too?
Yeah. So am I. Yeah. Every morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.